Here in Lillooet, British Columbia, this is CHLS 100.5 FM, right between your ears.
Sequoia's winters were 16. Silent tongue, spirit clean, he walked at his father's side. Across the smoking battleground, where red and white men lay all around, so many here had died. The wind had scattered around snow-white leaves upon the ground, not leaves like leaves from trees. Sequoia said, "What can this be? What's this strange thing here I see? From where come leaves like these?" Sequoia turned to his father's eyes, and he said, "Father, you are wise. From where come such snow-white leaves? With such strange marks upon these squares, not even the wise owl could put them there. So strange, these snow-white leaves." His father, shielding his concern, resenting the knowledge Sequoia yearned, crumbled the snow-white leaves. He said, "When I explain, then it's done. These are talking leaves, my son, the white man's talking leaves. The white man takes a berry of black and red and an eagle's feather from the eaglet's bed, and he makes bird track marks. And the marks on the leaves, they say, carry messages to his brother far away, and his brother knows what's in his heart. They see these marks and they understand the truth in the heart of the far-off man. The enemies can't hear them." Said Sequoia's father, "Son, they weave bad medicine on these talking leaves. Leave such things to them." Then Sequoia, walking lightly, followed his father quietly. But so amazed was he. If the white man talks on leaves, why not the Cherokee? Banished from his father's face, Sequoia went from place to place, but he could not forget. Year after year he worked on and on, till finally he cut into stone the Cherokee alphabet. Sequoia's hair by now was white. His eyes began to lose their light. But he taught all who would believe that the Indian's thoughts could be written down just as the white man's there on the ground. And he left us these talking leaves.
Take yours too. You fire musket, but I'll run you through. So when you're waiting for the next attack, you better stand, there's no turning back. The bugle sounds, the charge begins. But on this battlefield, no one wins. The smell of ugly smoke and horses breath as I plunge into a certain death. Thank you. sweat with fear it breaks and run. The mighty roar of the Russian guns as we race towards the human war. The scream of pain as my comrades fall. We heard of bodies that lay on the ground and the Russians fire another round. We get so near, yet so far away. We won't live to find another day.
Good evening, Lilouette. This is Mike with Right Between Your Ears. Hope everybody's having a good or had a good day today. And let's see what we have been listening to so far. We started out with a tune probably most of you recognize called Scotland the Brave, and there's many versions of it, but this version by Steve McDonald I particularly like because he starts it out so soft and gentle, and then the drones of the pipes kick in about halfway through, and it'll stir you up. And we followed that up with quite a little-known song by Johnny Cash from a very little-known album, because I think it was suppressed in the United States. It's where I was living when it came out. And it's called the album's called Bitter Tears, and this particular song is called Talking Leaves. Most of the songs on that album weren't written by Johnny, but by a man named Peter LaFarge. But Johnny, being part Cherokee, was quite inspired. So this is one of the tunes that he wrote himself called Talking Leaves, and it's about the story of Sequoia, who was a man named George Guess, who was a half German, half Cherokee, who pretty much single-handedly invented the Cherokee syllabary, the alphabet. And as a result of that, back in the day, in the 1800s, I think the Cherokee Nation had printing press and newspapers, and they were going to town. And it's quite an inspiring story. Follow that up, we went over to Finland and listened to a band called Steven Seagulls, I guess pun intended, with a song called The Trooper by Steven Harris. And followed that up with the Das Boot theme from the movie Das Boot by a band in Germany called U96. And that was only a minute and 56 seconds theme by Klaus Doldinger and Kevin Manthei, but boy, oh boy, they pack a lot into that 1 minute, I'll tell you. And we're going to continue on now. We're going to go to the subways of Montreal.
Eric Mongrain.
Eric Mongrain.
Thank you.
North Star was rising slowly, shining in my eye. Tennessee was glowing, misty brown and green. We were all united, singing to the land. Tennessee. Joe's got rice and turkey. Mac's got bread and wine. We got something special, token good old Tennessee vine. Sitting by the fire, fiddle in my hand, talking about the times we had, singing to. Tennessee.
May pumapaybabaw at may sumasailalim. Ang tubig ay sa apoy, ang lupa ay sa langit, ang araw ay sa gabi, ang lamig naman ay sa init. Kapag nawala ang isa ay hindi mababatid. Ang malakas at ang mahina ay magkapatid. Magkabila ang mundo, magkabila ang mundo, magkabila ang mundo. Ang hirap ng marami ay sagana ng ilan. Ang nagpapakain, walang laman ang kiyan. Ang nagpapanday ng gusali at lansangan. Maputik ang daan tungo sa dampang tahanan. May mga haring walang kapangyarihan. Meron ding alipin na mas malaya pa sa karamihan. May mga sundalo na sarili ang kalaban. At may pinapaslang na nabubuhay ng walang hanggan. Magkabilaan ang mundo, magkabilaan ang mundo, magkabilaan ang mundo. Oh, oh, oh. May kaliwat, may kanan sa ating lipunan. Patuloy ang pagtutunggali, patuloy ang paglalaban. Pumanig ka, pumanig ka, huwag nang ipagpaliban pa. Ang di makapagpasiya ay maitipit sa gitna. Bulok na ang haligi ng ating lipunan. Matibay ang pananalig, palitan. Suriin mong mabuti ang iyong paninindigan. Pagkat magkabilaan ang mundo, oh, oh, magkabilaan ang mundo, magkabilaan ang mundo, magkabilaan ang mundo.
Återvänder. Ja, där vill jag leva. Ja, där vill jag dö. Om en gång ifrån Värmland du tager dig en ö, så vet jag att aldrig ja, där vill jag leva. Ja, där vill jag dö. Om en gång ifrån Värmland du tager dig en mö, så vi aldrig du dig ångrar.
Hello, everybody. That last set there, we started that out with a fella from, I'm going to say Montreal, I don't know if he's born there, but his name is Eric Mongrain, and the song you just heard was called Air Tap. And I first heard of this guy, he was playing on for Spare Change in subways around Montreal, and then around the world, and videos started to appear here and there, this crazy guy, because he was playing a style some of you guitar pickers will know. It's called guitar tapping, where you lay the guitar flat and you hammer on the fretboard with both hands, and you have it mic'd so it picks up the sound, and it's percussive as well as twangy at the same time, and you can make some pretty complicated songs that way. Probably the best known person who composed specifically tap music was what's his name now? Michael Hedges, and I'll be playing some of him in days to come. But this Eric Mongrain really caught my ear when I first heard of him, and he did manage to get a CD out. Maybe he's got two out by now. So that was Air Tap. That was followed up by Charlie Daniels Band with their beautiful song called Tennessee. I just love the sound of that music, and I love the sentiments in there. After that, you were listening to a man called Joey Ayala, and his band is called Atong Bagong Lumad, which means the new native. He's a Filipino guy who decided that, why don't I travel around these 7,700 islands and see what kind of music we were already making thousands of years ago and what instruments we were using, and try to pick out some of those rhythms and tunes and put them into something a little modern package. And of course, lack of funding didn't let it go anywhere, and one day when I was a mailman in Vancouver, one of my customers was the Vancouver Folk Society office. And I saw this album cover there one day. Beautiful album cover. And I could tell it was Malaysian, sort of artwork. And I got myself a copy just based on the album cover and flipped it over and started reading about it. And so it was probably Joey's first album. And the whole thing was made possible by some people in Vancouver at the Folk Music Festival Society. And so that song you just heard, and you'll be hearing some more from Joey, was called Magkabilaan, which means balance. And we followed that up at the end of this set with a Swedish woman called Monica Zetterlund singing a very old traditional Swedish song called Akvarmlandeduskona. And that is talking about a region in southern Sweden called Värmland. I think it means warm land. That's probably why it's so beloved. And which leads us right naturally into the weather. So just bear with me a second. Aha. Well, what I got for you here is mostly cloudy, 12 degrees, Got an icon of the sun here that's kind of fighting to get out of the clouds. First day of spring, but there's a big question mark here. It says, will the weather agree? Well, we're in the mountains, so you probably know as much as this weather forecast. But currently, we've got wind at 4 kilometers coming out of the southwest, gusts up to 6, humidity at 26%. I love that. I don't like when it gets too damp. Sunrise tomorrow morning coming up at 7:10, and the cattle be crawling off to find a bed at about 7:18 p.m. No precipitation expected in the next 3 hours. Well, that's cutting her close. So what about happens overnight? Well, -5. Feels like -8. And Tuesday morning, going to wake up to, are you ready, folks? A few flurries, possibly, at -4. Feels like -7. So it's a 30% chance of a couple of snowflakes, with wind gusts up to 14K. And the humidity up to a very nice and balmy 80%. So I believe I will be putting on that extra little layer there. And I'm going to leave the weather at that for now. And we'll continue on with some tunes.
Nothing I know could have made me smile like a sunrise Cajun star. Some dreams I chased that were off of it, and some just out of reach. But all in all, I said the good, you know, outweighs the bad. Right or wrong, like the word of this song, it just depends on where you at.
Hours of non-threatening classical music with a wealth of information about the music, composers, and performers. Tune in to Snooze Button
every weekday from 7 to 9, plus weather, road reports, and public service announcements. And remember, Wednesdays are all about the piano.
Oh, refroidi. Pourtant, on était si bien. Automne, et on frissonne, bientôt on sera esclave de son vent. Il y a toujours ben du monde, à qui se disent toujours là pour aider. Mais avant que t'aies le temps de leur répondre, ils sont déjà partis ailleurs. Mais tu vois, ça c'est normal, oh, oui. Je pas ton meilleur ami, c'est toi-même. Mais pourtant, on peut tellement donner de toi. Ça, je le sais.
folks. We just had a set of three songs, and the first one up was by a man some of you will know. It's called Clarence Gatemouth Brown, singing his song Sunrise Cajun Style. And I'll just tell you a quick story. There's a longer version of it on Bobcat Logic that tells the whole thing, but to cut it short, I took my Texas grandma to see a concert of Clarence Gatemouth Brown in Vancouver at the town pump just before she died, because she's from a few miles away where Clarence Gatemouth Brown is from. And as we were sitting there watching the show, the manager of Clarence Gatemouth Brown came over to our table at a certain point and said, "Would you like to meet Clarence?" And Grandma said, "Yeah, I sure would." So in between his set, we went upstairs and had fried zucchini strips with him. And he had a little, about a five-year-old little daughter in there being looked after by his manager. And before that little food break was over, he had tried to hire my grandma to go on the tour bus and cook the gumbo and babysit the little girl. And I still carry his business card in my wallet. He's passed away now, and so has my grandma, and they're probably buried a few miles apart. But he's a real good example of the kind of music you get straddling both sides of the Sabine River into Louisiana and into Texas, because it's all bayou country. But on the Texas side, they call it the Big Thicket, but it's all bayou country. And that song was followed up by an Ontario band called Cano. I don't believe they're still doing anything, but back in the 70s, they were going strong, and they come out with probably a string of about three albums. And this selection was off their first album, just simply called Cano. And the big hit on that record was called Spirit of the North, which you're going to be hearing the whole thing over time. This selection today was called Shazib. I think it's a little backwoods town somewhere in Ontario. And the second half of that, where the man was singing, was called Autumn. And we followed that up and finished off that set with Nina Kerner doing Frage Zeichen. I was just sitting here talking to Jeff and said, I think that means question, questioning, a little bit of a question, something like that, the word Frage Zeichen. But she's got a real nice voice, a real nice sound, and it kind of sets you into a European kind of a mode. And right now, we're going to go into a couple of PSA announcements, and you're going to have to bear with me here. I can finally pronounce Tlitlkit properly. So Tlitlkit has a food sovereignty project, and it's called AMLAC Organic, and the motto is Working Together for Food Sovereignty. The logo is a corn stalk growing up out of the middle of a pile of yellow squash, and curling around the corn stalk is a bean stalk. And that's an old, old, old native style of farming that actually occurred all across North America. But what's beautiful about it is that the squash, with those big hairy leaves, provides ground cover and keeps bugs and rodents and stuff off the corn stalk. And the corn stalk serves as a pole for the beans to climb. And they all three help each other. And the method is called the Three Sisters Method. Now, the word AMLAC means to gather food in the Statlium language, and translates to gathering food from the garden, the root cellar, and the wild. Now, bear with me on this next word. I think it's called Papiglia. The Papiglia clan, that's the clan up at T-Bird, has been occupying this area for 9,000 years. We are the frog people. The frog is known to have infinite wisdom and ever-changing abilities. We're proud of our culture. The project logo represents the Three Sisters planting technique. The growing technique's been used for thousands of years. The Three Sisters logo represents many things to the project: food security, crops, nutrient-dense, high-quality nutrition. Corn provides carbohydrates, squash has vitamins, and beans are full of protein. I can tell you that's true. I just had a big pot of pintos last week. I was so full of protein, Nisa almost kicked me out of the house. Plant companionship is another aspect. The three plants work together by providing a natural trellis, plant nutrient, and very important ground cover, that is mulch. Each plant works together and each plays a unique role for a successful partnership. So this AMLEC has three main goals, I guess: production, processing, and distribution. So the community garden has been strategically planted with nutrient-dense and drought-tolerant crops and has been fitted with a drip watering system. The fruit and garden crops are currently being sold or processed in the community kitchen. The project staff and community volunteers sort the garden's harvested fruit and vegetables and process donated local produce by dehydrating, canning, and fermenting. Then the distribution part. A business has been created by the TEDA nonprofit society to handle marketing of organic and non-organic products from Lillooet area farms. The vision is to process and create enough products to meet the community's food needs. So that's all about that. And I got one more little quickie here for you. The Farm Film Festival is still afoot. So tomorrow, March 21st, the movie of the night is called Brookford Almanac. And we've got one more on March 28th, but I'll save the name for you for later.
I still hear your sea winds blowing. I still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston. I still hear your sea waves crashing while I watch the cannons flashing. I clean my gun and dream of Galveston. I still see her standing by the water, standing there looking out to sea. And is she waiting to run? Galveston, oh Galveston, I am so afraid of dying before I dry the tears she's crying, before I watch your seabirds flying in the sun. Galveston, at Galveston.
Describe the trail makes one a storyteller. To extract meaning makes one a philosopher. To share makes one human.
Bobcat Logic.
Tuesdays, 9 in the morning. Wednesdays, 4 in the afternoon.
Got to give up the pain.
I gotta tell Jeff to get me a longer lead off my headphones and get some sawdust on this floor here in the studio so I can do my Zorba dance. I'll tell you what. So, of course, you know what that last tune was, Zorba's Dance. I don't know if everybody knows it, but it's composed by Mikos Theodorakis, and I'm glad he was born. I'll be listening to that forever. We started out the set with Glenn Campbell doing Galveston, and I do have to kind of scratch my left eye every time I hear that. I can't help it. That was written by Jimmy Webb, by the way. In between there, we went to the big city, in this case L.A., and we were listening to a band called Rufus, who featured back in the day a young black woman who had a very gifted voice, and her name was Chaka Khan. At least that's her stage name. Probably her name is Thelma Lou something or whatever, but boy, can she sing. And that was their song, Little Boy Blue. So for any of you folks that used to live in a big city and you get, you know, nostalgic for 5 or 10 minutes thinking about it, you know, that can put you back there. But Zorba brought us all safely back to the mountains where we belong. And I have run a little over time, as not as usual, but I have. So we're going to turn you back over to the country playlist now, and I'll see everybody next week.